I'm Sarah Faulkner.
And I'm Lauren Jane Bruni.
What do we mean by underground? That this show is dedicated to exploring healing and wellness from a liberatory perspective, critiquing top-down hierarchical systems, and looking up and around from below and alongside, the way roots and rhizomes grow.
What does liberatory perspective mean? Well, it means we're always seeking to transform limiting structures and language, to empower ourselves and each other through sharing information, and create accessible forums to listen and be heard.
How do we walk all this talk? On this show, we'll be sharing information regularly by offering live skill shares for wellness practices. We'll be conducting interviews with health providers committed to redefining how we take care of ourselves and each other. We'll be highlighting current and local events and news relating to health and wellness issues. Through interviews and your questions, we'll be creating a forum to share your personal narratives of healing and wellness. We'll be responding to your specific questions from both live, call-in, and email, and we'll be playing samples of music dedicated to healing. Our show has not been evaluated by the FDA or any licensing body, and our intention is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease on air. By providing discussion, critique, and information from a variety of viewpoints, we hope you'll feel more empowered, informed, and resourced as you explore your own options for self-care and working with different practitioners and providers.
Well, so since today's our first show, we're going to talk a little about our intentions for each component of our monthly show. So there will be news. Like Sarah was saying, each month we'll be sharing news items we think are interesting to discuss or critique and highlight different events you might want to attend or support.
If you have an event or news item you think might be of interest to your fellow listeners, please email us at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com, or you can also visit our Facebook page. Many of our shows will feature skill shares, which are exactly what they sound like, opportunities to share skills and knowledge. We'll be focusing on wellness practices and at-home health care, so you can look forward to learning how to do things like make your own tea to relieve cold symptoms. You can hear how other people take care of themselves in fun, simple, and accessible ways, such as growing and preserving healing herbs and foods. We'll be sharing how different people have learned to address common issues, like how to reduce tension in your shoulders with a few deep breath stretches and maybe making some homemade tools to apply soothing heat. Again, please contact us with things that you'd like to hear about.
Or share.
Or share.
We're excited to introduce to our listeners a number of incredible health providers who have a more radical or progressive understanding of health and a framework of offering health care that is steeped in social justice analysis. And what does that mean exactly? Well, there's a growing number of healthcare providers out there who offer a wide range of healing services to their communities and who have a more holistic approach to offering health services than our conventional system offers and promotes. The providers we hear from will also talk about engaging in alternative economic strategies of exchanging healing services and goods outside of the health insurance and cash out-of-pocket models. And such examples include sliding scale fees, barters, and gift economy. The providers we hear from may have degrees from institutions of higher learning, and or they may have learned their practices in hands-on apprenticeships. These providers often stress education, prevention, and harm reduction in their practices and are committed to challenging and transforming racism, classism, sexism, discrimination based on sexuality and gender identity and expression, ageism, ableism, and other oppressions in society, institutions, and healing practices.
In addition to interviewing healthcare providers and practitioners, we're also regularly going to feature individual personal narratives relating to health and wellness. That is to say, we're going to present a diverse series of stories and histories by different people talking about their experiences being healthy and well, talking about being sick, talking about how they describe and talk and define about health and wellness and disease. We're going to hear people telling us what they do to feel well, how they prevent becoming sick, how they manage symptoms, and how they've experienced ongoing challenges like chronic pain or addiction. We want to explore how people navigate a community, society, or environment that doesn't feel friendly to their physical body, to its appearance, its relationship to dominant gender roles, or mobility capabilities. We want to hear what works well for people, that's you, and what doesn't. We are seeking also to be integrative, not divisive, when it comes to examining the pros and cons of various organized approaches, such as maybe so-called Western medicine or alternative therapies, Eastern modalities. There's a lot of reasons why we want to hear about health and wellness from people besides official providers and practitioners. One major reason we want to hear from you is that we feel that our mainstream culture, you know, often worships technology and the cult of the expert. And technology is great, maybe, but, you know, it's resulted in disempowerment for many of us when it comes to having autonomy over our own bodies. Many of us devalue our own subjective experiences or maybe hesitate to draw from our own wisdom, traditions, and intuition.
So each week, thanks, we will be also taking call-ins from listeners out there who might have questions or comments. And you can call us live during the next show in April at 518-828-0290. Or you can email us beforehand at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com. And also tell us your requests and suggestions for topics, interviews, Skillshare subjects, and healing music.
Healing music. We'll be playing samples and selections of music and sound healing each show. Sometimes we'll feature music that has lyrics that deal with some of our themes, or music that's used during healing ceremonies and practices. We'll also be playing music and sound that is created or found and considered to be therapeutic itself by virtue of its tones, textures, and frequencies. Today we'll be concluding our show in a little while with some healing songs from the Shipibo people of the Amazon. The album is Woven Songs of the Amazon, Healing Icaros of the Shipibo Shamans. The Shipibo Shamans do a lot of work with plant medicines, and in that tradition, as in many others, a healer has to make a personal relationship with the medicines and the tools they use. The person providing healing has to know what it feels like to be healed with the methods they use. They also ask permission and have a dialogue, not just with the patient, but also the medicines, the medicinal plants that come from their immediate environment. So we can think about that notion in a lot of different ways. And I also just want to say, you know, we'll be talking about this in the future when we talk about, say, indigenous healing traditions and healing traditions from cultures outside of dominant mainstream Western culture. We really want to be sensitive and aware of issues like cultural appropriation and romanticizing or exoticizing the other. So anyway, today, let's maybe just focus on how with these Shipibo shamans, it's very interesting that in this music we're playing, it speaks to the fact that for some people doing healing work, it's important to feel and honor all the interconnections and viewpoints in the process of healing, and to share authorship and ownership of the healing itself. Mm. So anyway, when they're learning their practices, the Shipibo shamans, they hear and learn songs the plants teach them. Then, during healing ceremonies, the shamans sing these songs to gather energy and power and to make the medicine strong and effective for the people being healed. Sometimes the songs have lyrics invoking a specific action, like curing fear, or cleansing the heart, or gestation of the fetus. So you can get the idea just from those titles that in this work, when there's an interaction between or intertwining of physiological illness and psychological illness, as well as spiritual or communal dysfunction, that's all examined and treated at the same time, if that's appropriate. So that's also interesting. At any rate, sometimes the songs are also expressing praise or love or gratitude for the particular plant or spirit that's helping with the healing.
Great. Should we listen to one right now?
Yeah, let's listen to one right now.
Yeah,
let's listen. That sounds good. What do we have queued up first?
We have Curing Fear queued up first. So here we go.
Mia asoma nondi, mia asoma nondi, asone daikai, mia rata tavoki. Mishi navukaya, mishi navukaya, meha vismayona, meha vismayona, mayona ikambi. Hakoa kei pontoi, Ponte ponte vaini, shina ponte vaini, hakon shina bukaya, vimai dai kai, vimai dai kai, ani shina bukaya. Hawa rata ni webu, hakon ankin Me yo rangonia kaya ya vi pontoi sina ya vi pontoi pontoi dai kai poderoso sinama rauni wibonki rauni wibukaya mi yo rakiki nora vodi vakanke nora ni wibuira Boira kaya kanke hako anki soai rai kai mi yoda soai soa soa shamanke ha ni wasoai yoda ni wasoai ocha ni wasoai soai rai kai ya bwa bwa Bua bua shamani, mi yoda manao, mi a ponta yoniki, shina ponta yoniki, kaya ponta yoniki, ponto idai kai, bua bua shamani. Aki rai kai, aki rai kai, nuska shamani, noa honi vidivi, Ato yodra vanshoa vokayai, vanshoa vokayai.
Okay, that we were listening to was a healing Ikaro from the Shipibo Shamans, and that was a Ikaro for curing fear. And the album is Woven Songs of the Amazon. And you're listening to the radio show Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground with myself, Sarah Faulkner, and Lauren Jambroni, who's right here.
So we thought now we would, for our first show, interview each other a little bit, kind of talk about who we are and what we do and what kind of health organizing and healthcare work that we engage in, so y'all know a little bit more about us. And yeah, that's about it. So we're going to do that right now.
All right. Well, Lauren, do you want to talk a little bit about Lauren Jambroni identifies herself as an herbalist, and I would identify myself as a licensed massage therapist, but we do a whole lot besides what those terms encompass.
We do.
You want to talk, maybe start out a little bit with Rock Dove Collective, because that kind of talks about a lot of the same goals and missions we both have.
Yeah. So, hi, everyone. This is Lauren, if you didn't know by now. And the Rock Dove Collective is a collective that I've been involved with for about 5 years now, and it's actually a collective that led me on my path in some way to becoming an herbalist. An herbalist is someone who uses plant medicine and many other things, but I can get into that later. And the Rock Dove Collective. Rock Dove Collective is based in Brooklyn, New York City, and we are a collective of folks who organize an online directory of individual health providers who have a radical understanding of health and how they offer health care. And it's kind of like an access tool so that people who either have insurance or don't have insurance but want to access more just health care can go and look at folks, and you know, and the directory is includes, you know, therapists, mental health therapists, social workers, yoga teachers, herbalists, massage therapists, acupuncturists, and all these folks have been interviewed by the collective to just kind of gauge how they see healthcare and engage in it. And we also offer skill shares every month to learn about things like self-defense or crisis intervention or acupuncture. We set up a community acupuncture clinic with a Latina women's worker cooperative in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. So Rock Dove providers go there every Saturday and work with those women. And what else do we do? Sarah's a Erecta provider.
I am.
And we also are working with our providers to, or have plans to, just kind of do skill shares with one another about undoing racism within the healthcare system and stuff around cultural competency and just how to be more just health providers, I guess, steeped in social justice analysis.
And you're an herbalist, and yeah. I know that harm reduction is an important approach to your private practice, and right. you're also organizing. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that means? And
Yeah. Harm reduction is amazing. It's a philosophy that I learned when I was working in New York City at a homeless youth shelter with an incredible staff that's been in the harm reduction field for a long time. And basically how I apply it to my practice as a clinical herbalist is it's all about like meeting people where they're at and having no judgments about who they are or how they live their life. And it's about really engaging in active listening and just hearing what people are saying with a, you know, I guess a clear heart and full open mind, and helping to address their health needs or health desires or health concerns in the ways that they want to. And sure, there's, you know, different lifestyle changes or herbs that can work on specific things, but it's all about what that person themselves wants to work on, not what I think that they should work on. And I feel like that is such an important empowering tool, because I want people to understand that they're the experts on their own health and their own bodies, and that I'm just here to help facilitate them accessing that. And then I'm here to translate what the plants have to offer, and I'm there to support them in their work to take care of themselves in the ways that they want. And that's really liberating for me, and also I think an exciting way to even go about thinking about taking care of ourselves, which can be a very daunting task.
And I am 110% in solidarity with Lauren in terms of all those approaches.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit then more about your work as a massage therapist.
Well, I began as a massage therapist, and massage therapy is not something that I would have thought to avail myself of, coming from sort of the socioeconomic class that I came from, and it was very sort of serendipitous that I ever even received a therapeutic massage, and it completely changed my life, actually. And so a big part of my practice has really been about making massage accessible. In the United States at the present time, for some reason, massage therapy is often sort of presented as a luxury in a spa setting, but it's an ancient healing practice that should be easily accessible. So that's a big part of my practice. I studied Western medical massage therapy, but I also have a great interest in different indigenous healing practices, largely because I've seen them work really well. But also something I really enjoy is that there are other sort of different economic strategies often used in indigenous practices. Again, like we were saying earlier, you know, it's not the cash out of pocket or insurance reimbursement for healthcare. For example, I've studied in Nepal where people will go to their practitioner and they pay whatever they can. And the practitioner will say off the bat, if they don't think they can do anything for them, don't waste your money or your rice or whatever you're bringing,
right.
You know, and I find things like that so inspiring. And other traditions I've studied with, they really acknowledge, you know, that there's a relationship between the practitioner and the patient, and the practitioner doesn't say, well, you know, here's an hour, I'm sorry, you don't feel better, come back next week. They're like, I'm working with you until you feel better, which however long that takes. So stuff like that really, really inspires me.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Hey, I just want to say too that this Saturday.
All right.
You guys can all meet Lauren and I in person, as well as our friend Andrea Elliott, who's an awesome acupuncturist and Chinese herbalist.
Right in town.
We're doing an event called Look, See, Taste, Touch, and we're going to have herbal broths and medicines to sample, hands-on therapies, and, some allies as well in the community, people who are interested in things like barter and that sort of thing. Just an occasion for y'all to come by and just talk to us and tell us, what you want from a community point of view for healthcare, for the show even, sure. but in our private practices, and because we're also thinking about other events we might do, and we'd love to meet you and have your input on that. So that's going to be this Saturday, March 26th, 2 to 6 p.m. It'll be in the Space History Laboratory, which is at 624 Warren Street, and that's the corner of 7th Street.
And it's free.
And it's free, of course.
Yeah, and like Sarah said, it's just an opportunity to get to know community health providers in town, such as ourselves, as well as these differing health modalities. So if you know a little bit, know a lot, or want to know more, you should come on down.
And if you yourself are a practitioner or provider, we'd love to meet you too, because we really are interested in organizing events and skill shares and other things in the community and building network and
right. Because taking care of ourselves is also interconnected with taking care of each other. And if we want to, if we're working to recreate and rebuild the world we wish to live in, well, we have to be well.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. Well, I actually think that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, just about.
Our next show is going to air April 18th at 3 p.m. We're always the third Monday of the month at 3 p.m. And we'd love to hear from you in the meantime. With feedback, anything you want to hear about or share for future shows. So again, you can email us at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com with your questions, suggestions for topics, interviewers, music. You can also call us live during the show with your questions next time. That's 518-828-0290. Or you can email us and we'll address it on air. And then, you can also find us on Facebook and like us to hear about events and news between shows.
Amazing.
So we're going to leave you now with some more of those healing Ikaros from the Shipibo people of the Amazon. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves.
Be well.
Nairai tirai sunarai sunarayanti. Bobin sana sunaray, sunaray anti. 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 Toma pente 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 sunaray, sunaray anti.
Mia asona tiki, mi uranku kaya, adrao bukaya, waitia kingaya. Mia kushite, mi yoda kushite, mi sao bukaya, tukia ki ikai. Adrao murabi kaya, mi yoda kayaki. Kushikai Iki irai A drau honibu kaya Miyo daki A niwe bukaya Niwe bukaya ki Pau mayo padiva Pau mayo padiva
Oh, I'm Alan Skerritt, and I'm a member of the W.